Today is Monday, September 23rd, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Snack Stick Day. Don't ask me. It's a skewer with stuff on it. Looks like it could be anything. National Checkers Day and Dogs in Politics Day. National Teal Talk Day. National Family Day. And last but not least, National Great American Pot Pie Day. It's also Celebrate Bisexuality Day. I thought I would throw that in there. If you're a... I'm not going to say... I always said, and I have never been presented with this opportunity. So it matters not in my life because I have never gone out on a date, to my knowledge, or flirted with. Well, I mean, who knows who I've flirted with, but I have never been in a relationship, we'll just say this, or gone out on a date, to my knowledge, with a bisexual person. And so it was either back in the early days when I went on a few dates with women. This was way, way early days when I was in like junior high and high school. So it was more like prom dates, things like that. All of them were either straight or gay, to my knowledge. So I don't think I've ever... But what I was going to say is I've always thought, ooh, I'm not sure if I would want to date a bisexual. I don't want to discriminate. But it's already a pain in the butt enough to have to worry about whether, you know, your significant other or the person that you're dating is finding other men more attractive than you or interested in them. But then if you're, I always thought if you're with someone that's bisexual, then you've got to worry about them also finding women more attractive than you as well, or women more interesting, or like, ooh, I haven't had a woman in a while. I'd like to. So I don't know. I don't have a problem with bisexuality. I don't, it's fine. It's perfectly fine. Like, not that I'm a person to pass judgment on it, but what I mean to say is this is in no way a judgment of that. But I just thought, me as an insecure person in general, that adds another layer of complexity to a relationship. So I don't know if I could handle it. I'm not sure. All right. So we had a weekend, as we always do before I do a Monday show, and not a whole lot went on over the weekend. It was a pretty... Mark and I are, because we're getting ready for Greece, for this trip to Greece, and neither one of us have any more vacation days. It's not like we, you know, can do anything. And also, we're trying to just kind of have relaxing weekends because we're going to be gone. He's going to be gone for 3 weeks. And I'm going to be gone for over a week and a half, almost 2 weeks, not quite 2 weeks, but over a week and a half, 11 days, 12 days, something like that. In the beginning of October, we're just kind of relaxing on the weekends. But as per usual, we did record the Gay Mix on Friday night. I cooked double turkey burgers, actually. I cooked Friday before the Gay Mix for Mark and I. And it was pretty good, actually. I thought, you know, I want to do bacon jam. And so I just typed into ChatGPT. I could have just searched online for a recipe for bacon jam, but I was like, I'm sure there are 1,000 recipes for bacon jam, but I'm just going to say, hey, ChatGPT, I'm just making 2 turkey burgers and I would like to put bacon jam on them. Would you give me a simple recipe for bacon jam that would have like 2 servings? So 4 slices of bacon, let's say. So 2 slices per burger. And sure enough, ChatGPT spit out it was like 4 slices of bacon. I don't know. I don't have it in front of me. So, but it had brown sugar, it had apple cider vinegar, it had balsamic vinegar. It had chopped up minced onion. It had minced garlic, salt and pepper to taste. I feel like there was something else, but I'm probably forgetting. But anyway, balsamic vinegar. Did I say that? Apple cider and balsamic vinegar. So I made that and then let that cool. It was a little bit thicker than I wanted it to be, so I put a little bit of extra vinegar in there. Also, it was a little bit sweeter than I wanted, so I put a little extra vinegar in there. But actually, it tasted good. It was good. And made my turkey burgers, put that bacon jam on it, toasted the buns. I did put some American cheese on there as well. We had some French fries, some frozen. I just air fried some frozen French fries, the ones that I like, that are the lowest calorie I have been able to find. Only 90 calories per serving. So we had that, and then we recorded the gay mix on Friday evening. And that was, you know, it went fine. It was just a normal, no technical problems. Daniel thought he was going to be late, but he ended up being 5 minutes early. So that all worked out. And yeah, just a normal night. And then on Saturday, I had a lot of chores I needed to do as well. One set of chores, and then I needed to also walk because I'm trying to get my 10,000 steps a day. And I'm also still working out. I'm not doing 2 hours like I was doing crazily before. I have decided I need to take it easy on myself and just relax a little bit. I mean, I want to continue my weight loss, but I don't want to be miserable. Because if I'm miserable, or I'm having to do something that is just totally miserable, there's no way I'm going to keep it up. And so I'm still around 164. I did weigh myself on Saturday morning. I was 164.3. So I'm right at around 30 pounds lost. 28, between 28 and 30 pounds. And that's including 2 vacations that I've already had since I started the weight loss journey. And then I'm going to have Greece coming up in a couple of weeks. And so I decided, you know what, for this year, if I could just get down to anywhere in the 150s, 159 by January 1st, that would count. So that's only 4 more pounds because I've got another vacation. So that means I've got to, you know, I'm going to eat. I'm not going to be counting calories during my vacation, so I'll have to make that up. But I made up for California. I was 190. I was 164 when I left for California. I'm back down to 164 now. I was also 164 before we went to on our Norway cruise, and I've remained 164 throughout the summer. So anyway, but I'm still doing my steps and I'm working out, but I just do 15, 20 minutes cardio. And then I'm starting to add in a little bit of weights, but just baby steps. I've added some squats. I'm trying to do 50 squats a day, but again, just because my butt's too flat. But I had all that to do. So I got up around 8 in the morning, did my 4 laps around the neighborhood. That only gets me 8,000 steps, but I was going to mow as well. So I thought, okay, well, mowing will make up. Then I weed eated, I edged everything with the weed eater. The weed eater is a little bit more effective at edging than the edger is, which is weird, but it cuts more and makes... It's hard to keep the line straight, though, with the weed eater. With the edger, it is a straight metal blade, and so it's easy to keep the line straight. But with the weed eater, if you're at an angle, you can make little cuts into the grass that you didn't want. So it's not perfect, but I do like what the weed eater does more than I like what the edger does. The results, as long as I stay, you know, straight and in line, but... Again, I did that, and then I mowed, and my goal is, because I feel like the grass has started slowing down, but I want to scalp it this year. I want to go down as low as I can go, because one of the problems I have is, if the grass is too high when it kind of dies or goes dormant for the winter, the next summer when it starts growing... There's this brown layer of grass that doesn't go anywhere. So the green grass has to come up through that brown grass And when you cut it, you have old dead brown grass from the year before still poking through. So I did level 4 this week because my battery operated mower will not do thick grass or tall grass. It just doesn't like. So I did level 4 this week. I'm hoping it doesn't grow very much between this week and next week. I'll do level 3, and then the next week I'll do level 2, and I'm hoping that'll be the last I need to mow for this year. We'll see. Did that. Started draining the hot tub because I'm just going to refill. It's been, I don't know, 4 or 5 months since I've put chemicals in the hot tub because it was just too hot during the summer to use the hot tub. So I'm going to start over. So I started it draining. Put a hose in there. Did the whole siphoning thing where you suck on the hose and then, you know. So did that. Then I came in, did my Peloton. I just did 15 minutes of Peloton. Did 50 squats. Did some curls. Took my shower. And then I was so tired after all. I was like, I am not cooking now. So we went and got fast food, but I can't remember what we got. But we got something. And oh, Cane's. We got Raising Cane's. And that was my first half of my Saturday. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.